is up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm, and much more. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a lot of stuff to get into. We got to talk about those Eagles. I mean, man, oh, man. Anyways, happy Wednesday, by the way. I haven't really talked about it. I haven't done a podcast in a while. So this might be coming out on Thursday. Anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. How's everyone doing on this beautiful day? Actually, it's been kind of raining, so, I don't know. The last few days have kind of been shitty, to be honest. I mean, oh well. But anyways, yeah, we have a lot to get into. We're going to talk about some Eagles stuff, because the Eagles won, and they are facing the 49ers this week. And it is going to be crazy. It is literally going to be crazy. I mean, physically, it's going to be one of those, like, crazy games that we have. I can't wait for everything to happen. I really can't. So, like, I think what worried me the most about this game on Thursday, or, I'm sorry, Saturday, that I thought Jalen Hurts was going to get hurt. No pun intended. I literally thought this guy was going to about to get hurt. Because he already hurt his shoulder, and it just, you know, he could have blown out his shoulder. And personally, I think that it could have gotten worse. But I'm surprised the Giants won. Physically, I'm surprised. I don't know how they won, but you know, they won, and that was actually a really beautiful game. They blew out the Giants. I mean, literally, the Giants suck. That's how bad we blew them out. You know, it was really cool, though, just to see it. And there are some other things, like the quarterback of the Giants, he got tripped by his own player. And then the chain broke, which I never knew there was, like, a chain there. Like, I'm not really football literate, but I do know that the chain got broken. And I'm just thinking, how does that happen? How does that happen in any sort of football game? I've never seen that in any football game where the chain breaks, and then bringing the chain out, and then you had to unwrap it. It was just a crazy, crazy experience. It really was. But the Eagles are facing the 49ers. One of the biggest. This is going to be the biggest game of the year. I mean, literally, this is the one game where we have to win, and we got to go to the Super Bowl. This is that one game where the Super Bowl is an actual thing. Like, this, like, I honestly hope we go to the Super Bowl. I do. Because, yeah, I mean, it's not unheard of, but we have to go to the Super Bowl. It's just one of those, like, things that we have to do. The Phillies went to the World Series and they lost. The Eagles have to go to the Super Bowl. They have to give Philadelphia a redeemed. They have to redeem Philadelphia for what we stand for. We have one of the best fan bases in the country. We did really well in the beginning, besides those three games that Hurts was out. And it's just, we have to go to the Super Bowl. It would be a really awesome thing. You know? And I hope we do. I hope we do go to the Super Bowl. I hope by some chance that we go. Because if we don't go, we just have to go. It's one of those things where we have to go. You know what I mean? I hope we do go. Because it's going to be awesome. But, hey, it is what it is. I think that, you know, we have a good team. I think that we have a good, we have a good team. I lost my train of thought. A good offense, a good defense. And I think that we could beat the 49ers this week. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be really crazy. It's a big game this week. Like, last week was a Saturday was a big game, and this is an even bigger game. We got to get to the Super Bowl. My favorite thing, though, one of my favorite things that Nick Sirianni said, they were going for a 2-point conversion. I think it was in the first quarter or the second quarter, and the game got called a timeout, and then they went from a 2-point conversion to a field goal. And Nick Sirianni's immediate reaction was, "I know what the fuck I'm doing." That was like the best reaction that you could have from any football coach. I love Sirianni. Sirianni is actually the best coach. And you know what? He shouldn't get fired. Like, I know how the Eagles, if they're doing bad, or just any team in general, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, Phillies, if any team is doing bad, I know they get rid of the coaches right away. Although, for some reason, Glenn Rivers is still a coach in Sixerland, according to sources. But, like I said, I think Nick Sirianni is a great asset to the team, a great coach, and he obviously knows what the fuck he's doing from what he said. So, you know, I just hope the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. I really do. I think it's going to be a really great, it's going to be a great time. You know what? I hope it all happens for him. That's my hope. But in any event, yeah. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see this Sunday's game. You know, I really want to do something this Sunday for the game. I do. But I don't know yet. But anyways, yeah. I'll tell you that, though. Everyone is, like, on edge. It really is. It's going to be a big game this year. And I can't wait. So, yeah. I'm excited just to see what happens. I really am. So, in any event, yeah, so we are doing that, and I can't wait. I physically can't wait for this game on Sunday. So, yeah. You know, we were supposed to have an interview this week, too, and they kind of got screwed up in the mix. You know, I really want this interview. I've really been wanting this interview for the last few days, and it's like, it's taking forever. You know? But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. The fact of the matter is, like, whenever I get these people to come on my show, they take forever to answer me. And sometimes they answer me right away. It just gets annoying. It really does. And people use a crutch for them. Like, it's really bizarre. Like, people, you have so many excuses, and they use their kids or their job as a crutch, which I get. Some people have, you know, some people have hard jobs, and some people are single parents and whatnot, but stop using them as a crutch. Or some people say, "Oh, I go to bed early because I work in the morning. I work in the morning too. I don't get sleep." See, here's the thing. Ever since I started working in radio, my sleep schedule has been so fucked up recently. I don't know which day is which anymore. So here's my day-to-day process of working in radio. I go to work. Sometimes I go to work from either 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. Thursdays and Fridays, I do 7 to 3. Mondays and Tuesdays, I come in pretty much around 10. I'll be coming in at 10 to do another announcement video that I'll probably be announcing in a little bit. But Monday, I'm coming in at 10. And then when it comes to going to bed... Tori and I go to bed. We usually go upstairs around 10, 11 o'clock at night. Usually 10. Because she's been working hard at work. She's officially a manager. Kinda, in a way. So anyways, we go upstairs around 10 o'clock. I don't go to bed till either 12 midnight or 1 in the morning. And I get up at 5 or 6 in the morning every day besides Saturday and Sunday. So, nevertheless, that's what I do. I get up early as shit. And I sleep and I stay up late. And that's the one thing I like about working radio. I don't have a set time where I have to go to bed. And some days I could sleep in. And it's good. I'd rather do it that way. I'd rather stay in. I'd rather sleep, you know? But that is one thing that I guess people don't realize. You got to make sacrifices for certain things. You just have to make sacrifices. If you don't make fucking sacrifices, then what's the point of doing something? Like, and like I said, you got, like, some people, like, have general excuses. They do. But stop making an excuse and saying, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't do that and yada, yada, yada. No, you can do that. Don't fucking do, don't, just don't. It's crazy. Crazy the way people think. Oh, I can't do this because I'm tired. Fuck you. Don't be tired. It's really not that deep. But hey. Oh well. Maybe we'll get her on. I'm trying to get this person on for a while. Solo paranormal investigator. I understand. She's, you know, I don't get it. I truly don't. But hey, it is what it is. I'm also trying to get this other guy on my show as well. So, you know, a lot of people have been asking me too. They're like, where are your interviews at? And to be honest, I just haven't had interviews in a while. So hopefully we'll get some interviews coming on soon. I mean, I have 3 planned. And yeah, hopefully we can get these 3 in. Oh, I also have breaking news. I've talked to Tim Turner, who hasn't been on the show in over a year. He actually is doing really well. You know, it's been a while since I've talked to him. I wanted to see how he was doing, and personally, I think he is doing really well. He pretty much just told me, you know, I'm looking at everything right now, our messages. Anyways, he said things are going easy. He stayed off of socials for the last 3 months. Anyways, yeah. But he said he's going to be back soon, so hopefully. But who knows? I would love just to have him back on the show. Really would. I'm glad he's doing okay, too. We got to have Ray back on as well. And Bob. You know, I haven't talked to Bob, but I heard some stuff about Bob. And it's a... and I heard some things like that he's not doing too well. I got to contact Bob. Hopefully, maybe we could contact him in the next episode, see what he's up to. I would love just to see Bob, see how he's doing. Really would. But, yeah, Tim Turner's doing good. And, you know, we'll see. Hopefully, that'd be great. It really would be. But, yeah. Hey-oh! What is up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm, and much more. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a lot of stuff to get into. We got to talk about those Eagles. I mean, man, oh, man. Anyways, happy Wednesday, by the way. I haven't really talked about it. I haven't done a podcast in a while, so this might be coming out on Thursday. Anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. How's everyone doing on this beautiful day? Actually, it's been kind of raining, so, I don't know. The last few days have kind of been shitty, to be honest. I mean, oh well. But anyways, yeah, we have a lot to get into. We're going to talk about some Eagles stuff, because the Eagles won, and they are facing the 49ers this week, and it is going to be crazy. It is literally going to be crazy. I mean, physically, it's going to be one of those, like, crazy games that we have. I can't wait for everything to happen. I really can't. So, like, I think what worried me the most about this game on Thursday, or, I'm sorry, Saturday, that I thought Jalen Hurts was going to get hurt. No pun intended. I literally thought this guy was going to about to get hurt. Because he already hurt his shoulder, and it just, you know, he could have blown out his shoulder. And personally, I think that it could have gotten worse. But I'm surprised the Giants won. Physically, I'm surprised. I don't know how they won. But, you know, they won, and that was actually a really beautiful game. They blew out the Giants. I mean, literally, the Giants suck. That's how bad we blew them out. You know, it was really cool, though, just to see it. And there are some other things, like the quarterback of the Giants, he got tripped by his own player. And then the chain broke, which I never knew there was, like, a chain there. Like, I'm not really football literate, but I do know that the chain got broken. And I'm just thinking, how does that happen? How does that happen in any sort of football game? I've never seen that in any football game where the chain breaks, and then bringing the chain out, and then you had to unwrap it. It was just a crazy, crazy experience. It really was. But the Eagles are facing the 49ers. One of the biggest. This is going to be the biggest game of the year. I mean, literally, this is the one game where we have to win, and we got to go to the Super Bowl. This is that one game where the Super Bowl is an actual thing. Like, this, like, I honestly hope we go to the Super Bowl. I do. Because, yeah, I mean, it's not unheard of, but we have to go to the Super Bowl. It's just one of those, like, things that we have to do. The Phillies went to the World Series and they lost. The Eagles have to go to the Super Bowl. They have to give Philadelphia a redeemed. They have to redeem Philadelphia for what we stand for. We have one of the best fan bases in the country. We did really well in the beginning, besides those three games that Hurts was out. And it's just, we have to go to the Super Bowl. It would be a really awesome thing. You know? And I hope we do. I hope we do go to the Super Bowl. I hope by some chance that we go. Because if we don't go, we just have to go. It's one of those things where we have to go. You know what I mean? I hope we do go. Because it's going to be awesome. But, hey, it is what it is. I think that, you know, we have a good team. I think that we have a good, we have a good team. I lost my train of thought. A good offense, a good defense. And I think that we could beat the 49ers this week. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be really crazy. It's a big game this week. Like, last week was a Saturday was a big game, and this is an even bigger game. We got to get to the Super Bowl. My favorite thing, though, one of my favorite things that Nick Sirianni said, they were going for a 2-point conversion. I think it was in the first quarter or the second quarter, and the game got called a timeout, and then they went from a 2-point conversion to a field goal. And Nick Sirianni's immediate reaction was, "I know what the fuck I'm doing." That was like the best reaction that you could have from any football coach. I love Sirianni. Sirianni is actually the best coach. And you know what? He shouldn't get fired. Like, I know how the Eagles, if they're doing bad, or just any team in general, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, Phillies, if any team is doing bad, I know they get rid of the coaches right away. Although, for some reason, Glenn Rivers is still a coach in Sixerland, according to sources. But, like I said, I think Nick Sirianni is a great asset to the team, a great coach, and he obviously knows what the fuck he's doing from what he said. So, you know, I just hope the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. I really do. I think it's going to be a really great, it's going to be a great time. You know what? I hope it all happens for him. That's my hope. But in any event, yeah. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see this Sunday's game. You know, I really want to do something this Sunday for the game. I do. But I don't know yet. But anyways, yeah. I'll tell you that, though. Everyone is, like, on edge. It really is. It's going to be a big game this year. And I can't wait. So, yeah. I'm excited just to see what happens. I really am. So, in any event, yeah, so we are doing that, and I can't wait. I physically can't wait for this game on Sunday. So, yeah. You know, we were supposed to have an interview this week, too, and they kind of got screwed up in the mix. You know, I really want this interview. I've really been wanting this interview for the last few days, and it's like, it's taking forever. You know? But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. The fact of the matter is, like, whenever I get these people to come on my show, they take forever to answer me. And sometimes they answer me right away. It just gets annoying. It really does. And people use a crutch for them. Like, it's really bizarre. Like, people, you have so many excuses, and they use their kids or their job as a crutch, which I get. Some people have, you know, some people have hard jobs, and some people are single parents and whatnot, but stop using them as a crutch. Or some people say, "Oh, I go to bed early because I work in the morning. I work in the morning too. I don't get sleep." See, here's the thing. Ever since I started working in radio, my sleep schedule has been so fucked up recently. I don't know which day is which anymore. So here's my day-to-day process of working in radio. I go to work. Sometimes I go to work from either 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. Thursdays and Fridays, I do 7 to 3. Mondays and Tuesdays, I come in pretty much around 10. I'll be coming in at 10 to do another announcement video that I'll probably be announcing in a little bit. But Monday, I'm coming in at 10. And then when it comes to going to bed... Tori and I go to bed. We usually go upstairs around 10, 11 o'clock at night. Usually 10. Because she's been working hard at work. She's officially a manager. Kinda, in a way. So anyways, we go upstairs around 10 o'clock. I don't go to bed till either 12 midnight or 1 in the morning. And I get up at 5 or 6 in the morning every day besides Saturday and Sunday. So, nevertheless, that's what I do. I get up early as shit. And I sleep and I stay up late. And that's the one thing I like about working radio. I don't have a set time where I have to go to bed. And some days I could sleep in, and it's good. I'd rather do it that way. I'd rather stay in. I'd rather sleep, you know? But that is one thing that I guess people don't realize. You got to make sacrifices for certain things. You just have to make sacrifices. If you don't make fucking sacrifices, then what's the point of doing something? Like, and like I said, you got, like, some people, like, have general excuses. They do. But stop making an excuse and saying, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't do that and yada, yada, yada. No, you can do that. Don't fucking do, don't, just don't. It's crazy. Crazy the way people think. Oh, I can't do this because I'm tired. Fuck you. Don't be tired. It's really not that deep. But hey. Oh well. Maybe we'll get her on. I'm trying to get this person on for a while. Solo paranormal investigator. I understand. She's, you know, I don't get it. I truly don't. But hey, it is what it is. I'm also trying to get this other guy on my show as well. So, you know, a lot of people have been asking me too. They're like, where are your interviews at? And to be honest, I just haven't had interviews in a while. So hopefully we'll get some interviews coming on soon. I mean, I have 3 planned. And, yeah, hopefully we can get these 3 in. Oh, I also have breaking news. I've talked to Tim. Tim Turner, who hasn't been on the show in over a year, he actually is doing really well. You know, it's been a while since I've talked to him. I wanted to see how he was doing, and personally, I think he is doing really well. He pretty much just told me, you know, I'm looking at everything right now, our messages. Anyways, he said things are going easy. He stayed off of socials for the last 3 months. Anyways, yeah. But he said he's going to be back soon, so hopefully. But who knows? I would love just to have him back on the show. Really would. I'm glad he's doing okay, too. We gotta have Ray back on as well. And Bob. You know, I haven't talked to Bob, but I heard some stuff about Bob. And it's a... and I heard some things like that he's not doing too well. I gotta contact Bob. Hopefully, maybe we could contact him in the next episode, see what he's up to. I would love just to see Bob, see how he's doing. Really would. But, yeah, Tim Turner's doing good. And, you know, we'll see. Hopefully, that'd be great. It really would be. But, yeah. This is a great song. Such a beautiful song. Tori hates this song too. Don McLean. McLean, not McLean. Let's look that up. He is 77 years old, still kicking. So bye, bye, Miss American, bye. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. So apparently, American Pie is a song that inspired partially by the deaths of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, in a plane crash in 1959. That's crazy. This is such a great song. It's so beautiful. Speaking of that, people who do a lot of, like, people do a lot of covers of the song. And to be honest, I love it. Basically, American Pie has remained in the top, the Billboard's top 50, it doesn't even tell me how much, what number, oh well, it said it remains in the top for the last 50 years, oh man, that is such a great song. Okay, anyways, so here's pretty much a little bit of an announcement, kind of something I've been dreading to talk about on my podcast. Now, a few days ago, I actually posted something about I got a new job and I'm going to be done doing Lyft and all this shit. So basically what I've been saying is this is what's been going on. I got a new job as a radio personality. And I went on the air, did my bits on the air, and I actually might just post it. Maybe not. Because I'm really not in the mood. But it is what it is. So, but on Tuesday last week, I went to go and train more and be on the air. And when I went on the air, or when I got there, the guy that was supposed to train me, the manager, never showed up. He never came in. I called him. I texted him. Never answered me. As I'm halfway down the road on 276 going home, I'm pretty much right around the, maybe about 15, 20 minutes away from home and about 20 minutes away from the station. The manager texts me and he's like, "Hey, sorry, I forgot. I'm sick. You can go on the air if you'd like." Thinking I'd stay there till 6:15. Or I'm sorry, thinking I'd stay there till 6:25 to 6:30. It was like 6:30 around the time he texted me. So I already said, "Hey, I'm halfway home. We'll shoot for Monday." Fast forward a few days later. He sends me an email to everybody about the pay rate and what the new dates are going to be. I ask him, "Hey," this is at 8 o'clock in the morning, "Hey, when do I get paid? Or do you want me to send you the hours through text message or email since I can't go to the station and write my hours down?" Didn't text me back all day. I talked to somebody here. And he said, "I talked to somebody here about this job, and the guy at my job said I wouldn't work there at Oldies XL." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I wouldn't work here because they don't pay you, and the guy is really shady, he's grimy, and he's done some stuff, and they're pretty much articles about him. I'm not going to say what he did. I'm not going to out the guy. I am not that type of person, but pretty much he told me not to work for the guy. As soon as I get home, I get a message from the manager. He says, "You get paid when all your training is done." So strike one, him not showing up. Strike two, the article and everything that I got told about this manager. Strike three, not getting paid for training. So officially, I quit that job on Monday. I quit the radio station job on Monday because personally, I didn't want to get bullied. I didn't want to get bullied and not get paid. So basically, I quit because I just felt the need to. And, you know, I was really upset, really bummed. I still am kind of bummed, but it is what it is. So, yeah. So today, as I'm at work, I got approached by one of the guys at engineering, and I'm going in on Monday to start training for engineering. So I'm going to be doing some engineering work here at the station. So I'm now a producer and an engineer, sound engineer. I'm really excited. I really am. And you know what? I'm going to keep striving to get on air, because I do have a lot to say. I want to thank everybody who supported me in the beginning. I want to thank everybody who has helped me out in the long run. I just want to thank everybody. So, yeah. I'm going to be doing some engineer work. Going to be doing some other stuff as well. Hopefully I get to do some producing for maybe a sports station. Maybe I'll start doing that, looking into sports stations and start producing. Who knows? Because I've been into sports a lot lately, but hey, it is what it is. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that very soon. But yeah, I do want to say thank you for all the support. Thank you for everything that has come about. And I hope you guys enjoy what's to come, because we do have some fun stuff coming your way. So yeah. But I don't know, that's really all I wanted to talk about today. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Enjoyed today's episode. If you did, smash the like, subscribe. And if the Eagles win, I'll fart in the microphone like this. So yeah, I farted in the microphone. There you go. Anyways. Man, I'm an idiot. No more holding back anymore, though. When it comes to doing a show, my podcast, and something pisses me off, I'm going to go right for the jugular. No more holding back anymore. So anyways, love you all to death. I'll see you guys soon. Hopefully we got a lot of stuff coming your way. And interviews will be happening probably next week, if not tomorrow. Who knows? I'll probably, if I don't come back Friday, we'll be back on Monday. I'm trying to work out some dates for things to happen, so we'll see what happens. All right, I'm out. Love you all to death. I'll see you guys later, and bye. Also, this podcast is sponsored by fnxfit.com. This website has protein shakes, powders, testosterone boosters, gummies, shirts, pretty much anything all about being healthy. Also, by the way, guys, you guys will get 10% off any order that you purchase with my discount code TJGLESAC25. That's right, 10% off. And
Trust me, like 10% off will really help you guys out in the long run. Also, guys, if you don't like any of our products, well, we'll give you a refund with all your money back. So don't worry about that. You know, your money will be back. We'll get back to you once you make your purchase. So go to fnxfit.com. That is fnxfit.com. It will direct you to this, you know, awesome looking page. It's really just about staying healthy. And I know a lot of people want to stay healthy, especially during this time with the whole coronavirus out. So go to fnxfit.com. Use my discount code TJGlesak25 and you'll get 10% off of any order. And if you guys want to get refunded, well, you'll get your money back. So that's it. So let's go.